This Saturday, it's the parade that kicks it all off for the Branch County Fair. Jan Murphy, the fair manager, joins us in the studio. And I guess in that light, you're still taking last-minute entries for folks to get in the parade, right?
Yes, we are. We'd like to see a nice, big parade this year. And we're asking anybody that would still like to get in to please call the office, 517-278-5367, and we'll be glad to take your entry. We need to get it all lined up, so give us a chance to put you in the parade.
And that's kind of a neat thing that, you know, community groups, businesses, really about anybody, you don't have to be involved in either 4-H or involved in the fair to be a part of the fair parade. It's really kind of a showcase for the community.
That's right. Any group that would like to be in there, we are more than willing to put them in if they want to make their group known to the public. All right. That's a good way to go.
You'll leave the fairgrounds around 4, hit downtown about 4:30 on Saturday?
Right, and then we'll go through town and then back to the fairgrounds.
Weather looks perfect for it on Saturday, unlike some years in the past. It's right. Always fun to see the fair board members get all wet, though, on the wagon.
Oh, please. Not this year.
Nope, it should be perfect weather for it this year. And although you might be down a little bit because it's not a big political year, so a few less politicians. So maybe that's why the temperatures are cooler, too, not as much hot air.
Oh, good point, maybe. But you said that, I didn't.
All right, so that's happening on this Saturday. Again, get a hold of the fair office to get lined up for that. What about passes and that kind of stuff?
Passes are on sale now at the office. We're there from 9 to 4:30. We will be at the office will be open on Thursday and Friday this week until 8 o'clock. So if you're working and you can't get there at those 4:30 hour, come on in afterwards. We'll still be there. Okay. Kids are setting up their barns and all of that, getting ready, so they can get their parent passes at that time, too.
There's a lot of prep stuff that goes into them. I just saw, like, at the horse area, arena, they were spraying and doing some stuff there. I mean, there's just lots of prep stuff that you guys have to do that people may don't see.
That's right. What they were doing to the arenas yesterday was putting stuff on so it holds the dust down, so people can see the horses as they go around the arena, and for everybody's convenience on all of that. And a lot of work, a lot of mowing, a lot of trimming, a lot of setting up and marking out parking areas and all of that. But I think we're pretty close to being ready. We're waiting for some items to still come to the fairgrounds that help us out a lot, like the golf carts and that. But we're getting closer, and I'm feeling not quite as nervous.
Okay. And again, a lot of the 4-H kids get involved with that, and then all your superintendents and everybody else supervising the barns for that. Still room inside for folks yet?
Yes, we still have some inside space. We'd love to see your display there. If you're a church group or any kind of community group that would like to put up a booth, please contact the office, and we'll see if we can get you in. We still do have some. I can't tell you the number of them, though.
Okay, all right. But again, you'll get a fair office for that. And then things kick off. Actually, you have some entertainment on Saturday night.
Right. We have the SJO motocross coming in on Saturday night. There's no charge to get in on the fairgrounds at that time. The ride company won't be there yet or anything, but there is a charge to go into the amphitheater, but it'll be a good show.
Mm-hmm. And some of the food vendors will be open, not the full range, but there's going to be a few open on Saturday night, too. So if you really have that hankering for a corn dog or something like that, I'm sure you can probably still get one down there.
Oh, I'm sure you can. The permanent eat stands that we have, which Branch County has quite a few of those permanent eat stands. You go to other fairs and you don't see that. They'll be open, and then we have some of our traditional people that have been there for many, many years that will be open also.
Sheer numbers of people that go through the gate for the fair. How many people go through the gate every year?
When we have to turn in our records and stuff to the state on all of that, we usually estimate between 58,000 and 60,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, considering the county is about 44,000.
Right. There's a lot of people that come from away that you don't realize. That's why being on the radio, the advertising and everything, they hear about it, and that's the way to go.
All right. So, again, Saturday's the parade, and then the motocross Saturday night, and then things get started. You crown the king and queen on Sunday night, right?
Right. At the Durst Center, the king and queen is crowned, and no, I don't know who it is.
Well, we'll
Nobody
find
does.
We'll find out Sunday nights within that. And then activities going on all week long. Of course, the rides get going on Monday afternoon, Monday evening, down at the fairgrounds as well. Usually activities with the Dearth Center has become a great resource for that, for some of those indoor activities, including Senior Citizen Day coming up on Thursday.
Right. We have a magic performer coming in from Ohio that will be there. It's something different that they haven't tried, and so I'm excited about that. And I think the program starts at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm excited. I get to be the master of ceremonies for it this year. So
that's great. I thank you for taking part.
Well, I actually qualify now in that age group. So 50 and older. So
I think a lot of us do.
to be a part of it. So that should be a lot of fun on next Thursday. And, of course, they've got Veterans Day and lots of other things going. The website where folks can go to?
BranchCountyFair.org.
Okay. And find out. Or there's right on our website, you see the ad pop up. Click on that. It'll take you right there. The countdown is underway to this year's edition of the Branch County Fair. Jan, we'll see you down there.
Thank you.
Jan Murphy, Fair Manager, with us this morning in the studio.